Pizza Hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
With sincere appreciation to Kevin Miller for your extraordinary efforts to help the Boise Rescue Mission with Miller's Mission. You're the hero for all of us in the nonprofit world, but particularly for the Boise Rescue Mission.
Fighting for Idaho.
What you do is not just highlight giving for a one moment in time, but you stress to make giving part of your life.
Fighting for you.
You'll never know, Kevin, how much I love you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller in the Morning here at 580 KIDO, live from the Walmart Garrity in Franklin. It is cold outside. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Before we go to our friend Jason with the Boise Rescue Mission, let's hear from Gene and Cuna, who wanted to, just give us his review and commentary on life. Good morning, Gene, once again.
Well, I'm not so sure it's commentary on life, but you know this thing in Ferguson, it's been my experience that when something is covered so hot and heavy like this has been, and yet a similar situation in Utah happened and nothing was said about it, it tends to make me think that the government's doing something they don't want us to pay attention to, yet they want us to pay attention to what's going off somewhere else in the country. So I'm kind of wondering if that's not what's going on, because there's been so many instigators from outside of the state and everything that all of a sudden coming into the state now, the governor's declared martial law, basically, because when you activate troops like that, it basically sends a message that, yeah, we're under martial law, we're under military rule for a while until things get settled out here, because they're expecting more trouble, yet now we're glued to that. So what's going on the right hand now? What's going on in the government that they don't want us to pay attention to? And the next thing I had to let you know about is, you know, all these movies and stuff coming out, whatever happened to the days of Sayonara, you know, Look Who's Coming to Dinner, Splendor in the Grass, you know, A Summer Place, Where the Boys Are, you know? Yeah, now it's Freddy Krueger and Polly Goes to the Vampire House. look how things have turned around, Kevin.
Oh, I would agree with you.
I mean, I miss those old movies. You know, I have a couple of them, but you know, Sayonara, I think, was one of the best movies ever made. I mean, Sidney Poitier, not putting him down, but it just, for me, I really love Sayonara. I just did. So, anyway, my friend, I'm sorry to keep you tied up, and the rescue mission, you guys are doing a great job. And, Kevin, I will be in there this week to put in my ante or my little bit in the pot there, is whatever I can, and help you guys out as much as I can. But,
Gene,
really
you just listening helps us immensely, so thank you.
Okay, man. Well, yeah, you don't have to worry about that. I mean, I look forward on the way home. It's 5 o'clock. I'm sitting there, geez, getting the itch. I got to have my Kevin Miller fix.
Thank you.
All right, my friend. I'll talk to you soon. Have a blessed day.
God bless our friend Gene in Cuna. Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. Jason joining us once again from the Boise Rescue Mission. And, Jason, the weather's cold outside. What happens for folks that don't have a place to go, that are living in their cars when the weather gets this bad?
Good morning, Kevin. You know, I think there's this crawling intensity of fear of people who are stuck in their cars, you know, with really no safety net, no family, no one to help them. Boise Rescue Mission wants to be that safe place of refuge for families in need.
And how do you do that?
You know, doors are always open. Let me put it this way. There's always room in the inn when it comes to the rescue mission, with a warm bed, with a hot meal, place to stay, counselors to talk to, programs available.
Okay. And if people would like to be involved in that, what can they do?
You know, I suggest they go to our website at www.boiserm.org, fill out the volunteer application, find out how they can get involved.
How were you led to this, Jason?
Say it again?
How were you led to this life?
You know what? You know, it's funny. My dad's side of the family, they're all pastors and missionaries. My mom's side of the family, they were all entrepreneurs and millionaires. And for years, I traveled around, going to make the money. The dollar was the bottom line for me. When I moved to Boise, again, in pursuit of that almighty dollar, I happened to meet Reverend Bill Roscoe at Boise Rescue Mission. I liked the guy. I liked what the Rescue Mission was doing, and boy, it's been outreach and ministry since. I meet great people like you in the community here.
580KIDO, our great friend Jason from the Boise Rescue Mission. Let's talk a little bit about the need during the holidays. And, of course, you've got to feed these folks. You've got to clothe them, get them jobs. That is tough.
Oh, you know, absolutely. Excuse me, a little slow on the cue. You know what? People are in need during this holiday season. And it's not only a hot meal. And I'll tell you the value of your turkeys and of what your listeners are providing. A turkey equals, what, about $10 or $20? Somebody could save that money, put that towards a power bill to stay in their own homes, to keep the power and the heat on. And when people have full stomachs, they have full smiles. And when you have children that are receiving that high, lean quality protein, you know, it's really saving lives.
It is indeed. BoiseRM.org if you'd like more information. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580KIDO. Certainly we want to make sure that we take care of our friends. Why don't you stop by and help out the less fortunate? If you've had a good year, you've had a not-so-good year, we would love to see you here at 580KIDO. Thank you, Jason. We'll check in with you throughout the morning. And you know, the tough part for us is, for us, it's tough to hold a thought and to speak this time of the day. I couldn't imagine what it would be like to be living in your car or not having a place to go or getting kicked out of the house and don't see us until 5 in the afternoon or 6 in the afternoon. Let's go back to the phones here at 580KIDO, and we go to Patriot Ray with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Patriot Ray.
Good morning, Kevin. I'm looking forward to Saturday morning.
Saturday morning in the cold. It's not your first rodeo.
You know, it's okay. A lot of people wouldn't do that, but I'm grateful that I'm able to and that you allow me to, and just so excited because we're planning on some great things this year. You know, Kevin, when I was a little boy, my mom and dad told me stories of times they didn't know how they were going to get anything together just to give us milk and stuff. But I never recall ever going hungry. I was never homeless. I've been working full-time since I was 17. I've been married all that time. And I have just been blessed because my family's never gone hungry or without shelter. And, you know, we need to get up, step up to the plate. It's to help our brothers and sisters. And it makes no difference what color you are, what nationality you are, or what flavor of religion you are. You're still God's children, and we want to help where we can. And it's a blessing to have people like you, Kevin, who are willing to stick their neck out and stick their bodies out in the cold to take on these challenges and help things. You do it just not just for the homeless, but for the animals. Brother, we love you. We just think you're a special man and you're a sweetheart. You guys are special people, so we're just grateful that we can play a very small portion of just being there to support you. And listening to you brightens my day, so we look forward to you every morning.
Well, we look forward to hanging out with you.
Well, we're just excited to be able to do it. My family is trying to get together and gather up stuff, and we hope to have a decent showing this Thanksgiving season.
You always make it happen.
Well, you know, we strive, and that's all we can do. I'm so grateful for my family because they are giving individuals. In fact, we met Sunday night, and they talked. They said, Dad, I thank them for being so giving. And they just said, Dad, we had a good example. And so that was good to hear from my part anyway. So
what a great honor.
I appreciate that. You betcha. And I've got a great family. So a shout-out to my family, to my children and my cousins and my uncles, everybody who's willing to throw in and help, and nephews. It's just awesome. So you have a great day, Kevin. Stay warm. Keep up the fight. We just love you, man. Take care.
I love you guys. Thank you, Patriot Ray. We appreciate it.
We'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care. It is interesting when you take a look at the comments of a young man by Patriot Ray. I will tell you this. I'm always amazed by Patriot Ray and what he does and what he brings both on the air and off the air, and his great family, and it's such a fine representation of the people here. So we would love to see you. By the way, our friend Maggie O'Mara tweeting, where in the world did you find that grown man turkey costume? It's amazing. I love it. You know, and if you've seen the stories on Channel 7, they've had a good deal of fun with it. And that's great, you know, because if we can mention the rotund guy in the turkey outfit, and because people see it on Channel 7, let's face it, the most powerful news entity in the Northwest, in the state, and whether it's Kim Fields or Rick Lance calling me a butterball, which is fine. I think that's great. I mean, if you're going to wear a turkey outfit, you can't sit there and be offended if people comment on it. And I have to say that's the spirit of this. I thought about this in the summer, and I thought, what could we do to raise attention, raise awareness? Why not have a turkey outfit? And that's what I decided to do. And we do want to thank everybody from today's morning news to the folks on Channel 7 for doing this. They have a lot of things that they could be doing, and that they've given attention to the Boise Rescue Mission is awesome, is outstanding. And that's one of our purposes here. So I hope they continue to talk about the Butterball, the Big Bird, all those sorts of things, because that's the spirit. Remember, folks, give a turkey, don't be one. That's a Kevin Miller original. All right, phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And again, I do want to thank their generosity at Channel 7. We really appreciate it. We will talk a little bit about the roads. And you're saying, well, Kevin, it's snowing out now. What about the roads? This is the beauty of talk radio. I was talking to our friend Joey King here moments ago, and I said, hey, man, how are the roads? What do you mean, how are the roads? I go, how are the roads? Now, from what I understand, there's still ice on the roads. From what I understand, that you still have that false sense of confidence, like 10 feet will be paved, and then all of a sudden there's a bucket load of ice. And remember yesterday, we incurred the wrath of Mike the Body Man. And Mike, thanks for the comments on Facebook. Thanks for the smackdown and your honest comments yesterday. I think that's what makes this show different. When you have someone that will call in and take issue with the host, I thought it was entertaining, and I'm honored that you listen. And Mike and I, you know, went back and forth about body men. I think the only people that are benefiting from this are the tow truck drivers and the body men. But in the, dare we say, threat or perhaps risk of being politically incorrect or offensive, I think it's time for review and commentary on the roads. Do you believe that ACHD, the Department of Transportation, is doing enough on the roads? Before we get to your phone calls, we go to Liberal Steve with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Liberal Steve.
Good morning, Turkey Man. Hey, I saw you on 6 Plus 1 last night. I thought you looked so sexy. And when you turned and you had that derriere there, it looked like you were wearing a thong, Mr. Miller.
So you were looking at my rear in a turkey suit.
I was, Kevin. I was. Can't help myself. You know, you're such a sexy man in that suit. Hey, I am so proud to be an American today. I am just, you know, when I hear what you're doing, I hear what people are doing all across the country, it just makes me proud that I'm an American. And Peter, who died over there in Syria by ISIS, I am so proud of Peter. He made them look so weak and feeble. He wouldn't say in front of the camera, I'm going to die anyway, but I'm going to say, I tell you, you know, you guys are doing the wrong thing. No, he stood his ground as a Ranger. He stood his ground. I would walk through hell to walk alongside a man like that. That's a man's man. Every American man should be Peter. And we should, you know.
So you've gone from checking out my fanny in a turkey outfit to praising a person who was killed. Now, that's an eclectic mix this morning.
Well, I didn't want to stick around on your derriere too long there, you know, on the air.
You're the one that's watching it, not me.
Well, you know how we are off the air, Kevin.
Speak for yourself.
You stay fired up, and you know you can rely on OLS. He'll be down there. You know, I don't like to promote turkeys for Thanksgiving. I'd rather vegetable meat, you know. We have enough turkeys dying in this world. But I'll bring in some because I know other people enjoy it.
Well, when are you coming in?
Well, Friday.
All right.
I'm on the road right now. I'm actually driving and talking. Toot your little horn there. I tell you what, I'm so beside myself. Mayor Beter was right. Get rid of that Ada County Highway Department as far as handling Boise City's roads. This is ridiculous. This is 2014. You have manpower that can stay awake from 11 at night till 7 in the morning, round the clock, so the citizens can get out and make it happen. So doctors, nurses, things that have to happen can get to
all the right, enough of the tune-out factor. 720, thank you for the call. 580-KIDO. Time for traffic.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Turkey Man.
Good morning, world. It's a brand new day.
KIDO and Kevin Miller's holiday mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Nelson's RV, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho. First radio station.
And don't forget the cash call times today, 9 and noon. Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580-KIDO, 727 on this chilly Tuesday morning. Once again, if you're in the Canyon County area or you're in Meridian or in Boise or Mountain Home, stop by and see us. We are having a good time here collecting turkeys for the Boise Rescue Mission. Remember, next week they'll be feeding thousands in Nampa and Boise. Miller's mission continues. For more details, 580kido.com. And, you know, I've got a pretty good gig here today and till Saturday, till hopefully the weather clears. But if you're like Gene and Cuna, if you're, heck, like everybody right now, you're on the roads, you know, how safe, how secure, how satisfied are you with the roads right now? A lot of people are saying, Kevin, the highways are great, but the back roads are still very treacherous. And I said, ha! Welcome to the world of limited government. And, of course, nobody likes to be critical. Nobody likes to do this. And then everybody says, well, why don't we have change? Well, because nobody criticizes. Also, by the way, we have a young man tweeting me, besides our great friends at Channel 7, wanting to ask the question here. Why does Sage Valley Junior High have their kids stand out before school? My son and daughter have told me this is happening, and that's George. Well, George, we'll throw that out as well. Why Sage Valley Junior High or any school has the kids standing out? Now, remember, we were a lot more of a hearty bunch in our day than these kids today. Some of them dress fashionably. Some of them don't dress for the cold. I mean, let's face it. Either you take your kids to school, they get on those school buses. Of course, if you're outside by the school bus, then let's face it, you got to dress appropriately. But how many of us, I see people in Walmart, you know, wearing their pajamas, other people wearing shorts. I mean, who in their right mind would be running around wearing shorts and boots? And we've seen people doing that as well because, you know, you depend on your car, you depend on your office to be heated, and you're good to go. Well, let's face it, if your kids are standing outside of school, they're freezing. And the conditions the way they are right now, what is it, like minus one here in Nampa at where we are? I mean, we've got three or four heaters going, and we're still seeing our breath, which underlies just how dangerous it is. So at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, do you believe that we're just a victim of some incredibly bad weather, that we're a victim of the cold is so bad that the road crews can't scrape the ice? I was talking to a gentleman who Facebooked me, Kevin. They talk about that they're on the roads, but they're not on the roads. Well, you're on the roads, and I'd like to hear your thoughts. And remember, the people that continue to benefit are the folks that are in the body shop industry, our friend Mike who called in yesterday, and our friends in the tow truck business as well. By the way, I do want to give a course correction. Thank you, Randy. The Ghost Mountain Riders, they will be by on Saturday, I believe, and that's due to one person, the audience of one, I always call it, our friend Randy, who, you know, gives the motorcycle clubs a good name. He'll stop by, and if you've seen the video from last year or the photos, we're hanging out in the Walmart. I'm kind of half asleep, and we have like 10 or 15 members of the motorcycle club swing in, and they donate turkeys. I thought it was great. I thought it was wonderful. And Randy said that the crew's coming by this week. So thank you, Randy. I appreciate it. Really appreciate everything you've done. And thank you to this young man who just dropped off two turkeys. Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. And stop by and see us. But, you know, back to the point, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, I would like you to review the roads. And we're going to do that all morning long, and I'll tell you why. Because this is your chance to give tips to ACHD, your opportunity to give some direction to the Idaho Department of Transportation, what roads are bad. I mean, you go down some of these country roads, and heck, everybody lives in the country, and all of a sudden, you're going well, you're speeding up, and woo, there's some ice. Uh-oh, you're in a ditch. So we'll talk a little bit about that as we roll along. It is 7:31. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
KIDO and Kevin Miller's holiday mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Nelson's RV, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning collecting your turkeys. Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for stopping by. I want to thank the man from the paintball situation for donating a couple of turkeys. We're joined now by our friend Emily Wither of Fox News Radio. And Emily, I wish you were here. It's about minus one, and we're collecting turkeys. How are you this morning?
Well, it sounds like you're having a lot more fun than we are having here, where it's a lot warmer. But there's been some pretty deadly attacks happening this morning. No turkeys, I'm afraid.
You know, you live in a rough neighborhood, and we talk about this all the time. What's the initial reaction to these horrific attacks at the synagogue?
It's been a very difficult year here for Israelis and Palestinians, and this is just yet another incident in which they are literally fighting each other on the streets. And even though we have seen many attacks here, particularly in recent weeks, as tension continues to rise here in Jerusalem, this is certainly the most deadliest attack and the most brutal, really, that we have seen for some time. And I think the overwhelming word to use with how people are feeling, Jews living in this city, is shock, because the attack on this synagogue happened in West Jerusalem, in a ultra-Orthodox neighborhood, so a very religious Jewish area, and in an area where there was not really any tension between Israelis and Palestinians. It wasn't a mixed neighborhood. It's not a politically contentious neighborhood. And this was just a group of worshippers who had gathered at 7 in the morning local time here to pray, to begin the day with prayer. And two Palestinian cousins stormed the synagogue, and they just hacked and slashed people to death with meat cleavers. We know that three American Jews are dead, one British national has been killed, and there are eight others that are injured. Some are in a serious condition. And the two attackers who carried out this really brutal incident not far from where I am now have also been killed following a police shootout between themselves and the police that were very quick to arrive on the scene.
Emily, this is an area that you live in that is used to attacks, used to rocket attacks, very, very tough folks. And yet here you have this attack that I don't, you know, even describe a frame of reference on how to deal with that.
I would say that I have been here for a number of years now, but I haven't witnessed the level of tension that I have until this year. And since June, really, the tension has just been steadily climbing. And what's changed in recent weeks is people living here are starting to feel afraid. And when people start to feel so afraid that they change their daily behavior, then we need to start worrying. Yes, there is always a risk of violence here, and there is always a little bit of tension, but people, for the most part, they just have the British stiff upper lip, and they get on with things, and they try to live here as best they can. But because there's been so many attacks in recent weeks, knife attacks, driving attacks, and now this vicious attack in a synagogue, people are starting to feel afraid about traveling on public transport, to walk down the street. The streets here in Jerusalem are noticeably quieter today. And I've heard both from Israelis and from Palestinians that they're afraid to send their kids to school in the morning. So there is definitely a lot of fear around here that there wasn't at the start of the year.
So on one hand, you would see that the enemies perhaps are succeeding. And you, again, as you talk about, you've got people coming out of tunnels. You've got people attacking people at the places of worship. Emily, pardon my ignorance, but this isn't supposed to happen in Israel because of just the how diligent the Israeli military and the Israeli people have become.
Yes and no. I mean, there are still Palestinians living in Jerusalem. They live side by side with Israelis. And while they manage to do so most of the time, there is always that underlying tension there. And I have to point out that this synagogue, maybe to some people surprised listening to me, it wasn't defended in any way. There wasn't a guard stationed outside the door. It was pretty easy to get into it. And there may be some questions that follow this about whether security actually needs to be stepped up even more here. I think the reason people are so shocked about this particular attack is it's happened in an area where no one would have really suspected it. And there are reports that one of the Palestinian killers actually worked at a grocery store in the neighborhood just over the road. And so it's possible they were watching this synagogue for some time. They knew that there would be a lot of worshippers there at that time of the morning, and they knew that they would be able to go in without being stopped at the door, and that seems to be what's happened here.
580KIDO, our friend Emily Wither joining us live from Jerusalem. You know, how do you react? I mean, what's the reaction of the Israeli government to this?
The Israeli government, under Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, has vowed a harsh response. And I think we're going to see an increase in security in this city. Yeah. But I also think we're going to see a serious crackdown on Palestinians living in Jerusalem that the Israelis think are linked to the recent violence here. And that could come in the form of blockades, home demolitions, so people's homes being destroyed if they are linked to attackers in any way, and also more arrests. Thousands of Palestinians have been arrested in recent weeks and are in Israeli jails for incidents as minor as stone throwing to as serious as throwing firebombs. So the Israeli police have already been cracking down on the violence here on the streets, but we could see that increase even further. I saw that the chief of police here in Israel has cancelled all vacation for any police officers working in the force. So that certainly indicates to me that we're going to start seeing a lot more security visibly on the streets.
Emily Wither, thank you.
Thanks.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. We go to Pro-Life at 580KIDO. Good morning, Pro-Life.
Yeah, hey, I was just wanted to talk about a 90-year-old chef down in Fort Lauderdale that feeds homeless people out in the park. And there's an ordinance saying that you can't feed homeless people in the park. He's been doing this for 20 years. So when the police came, one of them said to somebody, drop that plate right now, you know. And they arrested him and shut down his public feeding. He's been doing this for a long, long time, and a couple of ministers were helping him. And the Fort Lauderdale government is saying that he's not comprehensive enough. He's just feeding people. He's not really helping them in all the ways they need to be helped. So it's a huge controversy. I don't know if you've read that, but it just shows how stupid government can get when people just try to help people individually. And I think, and especially in a faith way, and that's what the Boise Rescue Mission does, and we really need to support faith-based help of the homeless and things like that. And so I appreciate what you're doing. And so anyway, I don't know if you've read that story, but it's quite the deal.
I will take a look at that, old friend.
His name is Abbott, Chef Abbott.
We will take a look at Chef Abbott.
Yeah, well, hey, he's quite the guy.
Maybe you'd like to bring a turkey.
Yeah, I would. I could. I'd rather give cash, though, because they probably are going to get enough turkeys. What do you think about that?
Why don't you reply to my challenge and bring something?
All right. I'll even come down there and see you, probably.
Well, don't come empty-handed.
All right.
Or I'll have Tea Party Bob put you in the full Nelson.
Uh-oh. Well, hey, I'll come with a hat on, so I'll have my hat in my hand. What do you think about that?
No, no, no. You're... Thank you, Pro-Life.
God bless you.
God bless you. 580KIDO, let's get you to work safely and on time. Good morning.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO from the Walmart, Garrity and Franklin, courtesy of Team Subaru. Big ups to them. Thank you, fellas. We'll be hearing from them tomorrow. Also, our friends at Nelson RVs, thank you very much, and our friends at the Boise Rescue Mission. We go back to the phones, and Ronnie from Caldwell with us at 580KIDO. Good morning, Ronnie.
Hey, what's up, dude? I heard you're out there in a tent freezing like a penguin.
Yes, yes, I am, Ronnie.
And, hey, dude, you wouldn't believe what I did. I was going to call in and just give a tip to all the good listeners. This is the best setup I've ever had this winter. One of my neighbors has a really sweet SUV, and it's all-wheel drive. And I said, hey, you think we could switch
Now, I thought you were going to give us a road report.
Yes. The road conditions in Caldwell, dude, are terrible. I don't think things could get any worse, really, to be honest with you. It's really bad, Kevin. I've got fog lights on and regular lights, and I can't even see too good. And the road's very sketchy.
That was very compelling, Ronnie.
I know. If I were you, there's so many things that I could tell your listeners on how to drive, because I am one of the best drivers I've ever known. Especially when the weather gets nasty, that's when old Ronnie just puts it to the pavement, if you will. But one of the things that I did, dude, it's pretty genius, if I don't say so myself, is I said to my neighbor, hey, you've always liked my Camaro, and I was wondering if you want to switch cars for a while. The whole thing is, dude, she's an old lady. She never drives, and she's got this all-wheel drive SUV. And I'm tearing the streets up in this thing, man. And it's just been a great trade. So if you've got a neighbor that's got it.
Is there a purpose for this phone call? Do you just come in and talk about your adventures? You're rivaling Liberal Steve as far as the lack of compelling content here today.
The whole thing is, dude, is if you've got a neighbor that's got a better car than you, just borrow it.
You know, that was shot number one. Here's shot number two. I don't think anybody cares.
I think a lot of people will probably call in after I'm done and say, Ronnie just gave a great tip.
Your tips are that if you have someone who lives in your neighborhood, to take advantage of them and to steal their car and abuse it.
Now, don't steal it. That's not a good thing. You'll end up in the clink. What I would do
and
is...
And you
I
know
think,
all about the clink.
You always got to bring that stuff up, don't you? What I would do is just say, hey, you think you might want to switch cars or how about if you loan me your car for a little bit, I'll watch your dog or something. And then it opens the door to where you just keep the car for a little bit longer. You know what,
you know what this is, Ronnie?
Uh-uh.
It's called the tune-out factor, Ronnie.
Tune-out factor? What are you talking about? Dude, I ain't tuning nothing out.
We're tuning you out, Ronnie.
Millie, if you want to get nasty again, I'll just stop calling till the new year.
Oh, you're going... You know, I thought you were going to come down to the station and beat me up.
I'm planning on coming down.
You're a figment of our imagination, Ronnie. I don't think that you exist or you work for the NSA.
No, I don't. But I would work for the DEA if they offered me a good job.
I'm sure you would as a taster.
A taser?
A taster, you know. You'd be sampling the goods.
You mean like doing drugs and stuff, Sneak? I told you I've given all that up. I've changed my life in magical ways because of you.
Yes.
And you know what, dude? I think this is going to go really bad, so I'm going to get out of here before you get me so mad I don't come to the station this holiday.
Sure.
Over and out.
All right, Ronnie from Caldwell. I think Ronnie's brain is frozen, folks. 7:58, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to traffic now at 7:59. Coming up, we'll talk to Jason from the Boise Rescue Mission, the Walmart Garrity in Franklin. Jim from Star has graced us with his presence. And Tea Party Bob says he's on the way. We want to see you. We challenge you. Bring a turkey. Don't be one. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Sure, the end.